Bezer Shem Mizbochu begin Perek HaMisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Masechta Shluchim Mishutafen, the laws of agents, and in the second half that we're in right now, in that of partners, in the Sefer Kinyan, in the Book of Acquisitions, which in this Perek we discuss, continuing the theme of the previous Perek, regarding the conduct of partners and some other related halachas. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding the stipulations of the partnership. HaMishtatavim Chaveid Bestam, if someone partners with his friend, unspecific. So, Lo Yishanam Eminik HaMedina Bo'isas Chaveid, it should not change from the custom of that country regarding that merchandise. Moreover, it shouldn't go somewhere else because something of a mishap might happen. It shouldn't go ahead and partner with others at the same time. And neither should he go ahead and engage at the same time in other businesses, in other merchandise. Neither should he sell on credit. Only something that the norm is to always sell it on long-term credit. And he shouldn't deposit it by other people, and can hear some matchila unless they stipulated this in the beginning, or he did this with the consent of his friend, of his partner. Another Rambam continues regarding what happens if someone deviates from any one of the stipulations. Let's say he violated and he did without the consent of his friend. And then he notified him subsequently, and he said to him, I did this and this. And he agrees to what he did, and he's a potter, so he's exempt from any liability. And the inkal advarma ilu trichem kin, all these things don't need to have an acquisition. Il bedramavad, with words itself, is sufficient to have his agreement. Halacha beis, echemen ashutafen, any one of the partners sha'avar, that he violates, umochra, and he sells b'hakafa, let's say on credit, which we said not supposed to be done. Or he pedes b'yam, or he goes overseas with it, which we say not supposed to go elsewhere. Or halacha l'makam achor, goes to some other place. Or he goes and he engages in business with other merchandise. Or b'chein ko yitzu b'ayil advarma, or any, like one of these similar types of things. So, since he violated the proper conduct of partners, so any losses that are going to come because of his violating this situation, he's going to be the one solely responsible for the loss. Now, if let's say there's some gains because of what he's doing, the gain is going to be divided by the two of them. Like the way they stipulated that how the profit should be divided. Now, the figure, therefore, if someone gives money to his friend in the medium of partnership, and it's so that he should buy for them wheat for merchandise, for business. And he goes and he buys barley. Or he gives him money to buy barley and buys wheat. So, in Pachasu, if there's a loss, the loss of the one who violated the dictates of this partnership. And if there's gains, then the gain is going to be divided in the middle. Let's say he goes and he becomes partnership with another person with the monies of the partnership. If it is a loss, if Salasim is going to be his own loss. And the stock, if it's going to be again, the stock is going to be shared profits between him and his partner. But let's say he joins in the partnership with someone else with his own monies. So in Pachas, so if he's going to have a loss, Pachas Asim obviously going to be a loss for himself. If he's going to gain, Hivich Lasim is going to gain for himself because that wasn't using the partner's monies. The mishnah made name, and again, if they make stipulations between them, hakulav yatnai, everything's going to be according to the stipulation, as we said. The by mamon hakulav yatnai, everything's according to the stipulations. Lach gimel continues regarding if the partner buys also for himself. Hanoisin mois l'chaveiroi. Someone gives money to his friend likach ben peters to purchase produce lamachtzis sachar to get half the profit. So the shai likach la'atzmai. So he's permitted to buy for himself, although he said before that if you're partners with someone else, you're not supposed to go and engage in other merchandise. That's only if they're full partners. Here, he's not a full partner. It's just something temporary. So he's allowed to buy for himself. Moisem, from the same species that he's buying for the one who sent him. Ukshumaycher, now, but when he's selling, l'yim kishneim ke'echad, they should not sell both of them together as one, because maybe what he bought for himself is not such good quality as the one that he's in the partnership, and it's going to cause a loss to the one who he's a partner with. Rather, he sells each one independently. Moreover, he shouldn't buy for himself wheat and for his friend barley. Rather, if he is going to buy for himself also, either all wheat or all barley, so that the monies of both of them should be equal in regards to the gains and the losses, that he shouldn't be making more money than the friend, because if it's both wheat and barley, you're going to be making the same or losing the same. And the reason is we don't want it to sound like oh, for himself, he bought the better qualities, the better item, and for the partnership, the worse one. So therefore, it should be the same thing as what he was sent for. Allah continues with the rights of the partner to veto what he wants in regards to the partnership. So Echam and Ashotafin Sha'amar, if one of the partners says, let's go take the merchandise to that place over there, which is a higher market over there, let's sell over there. So even if that person, that partner, wants to accept all responsibility, or any losses that are going to come from that, no, his partner could stop him. He could tell him, look, I don't want, I should give the money that I have, and I'm going to be running after you, to judgment, to go extract money from you, because you're out there and who knows where, and I don't want you to go and to sell so far. If there's anything like that, he could veto that. Hey, one of the partners, he's coming to age the produce, Adzmana Yadu, until the well-known time of when things are usually sold. His partner cannot stop. But if there's no time, it's always sold, then I don't want to be engaged in this aging process that you're trying to do. Halacha Vav continues regarding that there is halacha v'ayna'a of price fraud regarding partners. So if there's partners that they evaluated the produce that they're investing, each one individually, and now they made a partnership in the produce that they're providing, they have the halacha v'ayna'a one on the other. So let's say it's verified that they did not properly evaluate the produce of one of them, even though the partners, and you could say possibly that they're partnering one on the other, now has halacha v'ayna'a just like any type of business dealings. Now, moreover, every pair is b'lei shuma. Let's say they mixed together the produce without even evaluating. So you would say, oh, since they weren't particular about this, for sure you would say that he's meichel one with the other, even though we don't say that. U'mecharim, and they sell b'nasnum and nasnum with mayim, and then they go and do business dealings with those monies, the proceeds of that original produce. Had'eilu mechashen nesapedes, so they evaluate the produce, kama hoi yishoven be'ishen shat, but how much was it really worth at the time when they became partners. Mechashen nesasach, I have said, that's how you calculate the profits or the losses. Halacha Zayin continues regarding if one of the partners merits something for himself, in contrast to the rest of the partners. So shutafin shemochlu lemoichzin. If let's say this partner is going through the customs and they pardon them for the tariff for the taxes. So mochlu emtza. So even though it's to one individual, the pardoning is for it divided amongst all the partners. Now, if let's say they said the tax collector says, "Oh, mishum plain v'chal," it's all because of that person that we pardon him. So mashemochlu, what they pardoned was mochlu le, was only for that partner. Let's say if they were coming on the road, and then there were bandits that pounced on them, and they ransacked the caravan. One of the partners was able to save some of the merchandise. So that saving was for them all equally divided. And the parenthesis says, even if the partners could not save on their own, there's no difference. He didn't say anything. But if he says, end the parenthesis. If he says, I'm saving for myself, parenthesis says, because this conversation, if this is the words of Rambam or not, if they could save, so then what he's saving up until his portion is for himself. What's more than them, Ishalhem is for them, because since they could save, it's not hefker, it's not ownless. But if they cannot save, well then it has halachic status like hefker, because it's ownless, no one could get it, they couldn't have saved it anyway. Then hits last minute, whatever he's saving is totally for himself, and he gets to keep that all. Halacha ches regarding the presumption of the partnership, that there is such a partnership here. So davar hayiduah l'shnei shutafin, if there's something that's well known that this is something that's owned by two partners. So even though it's in the domain of one of them, in the yitzim mechazkasa shalsheni, it's not removed from the presumptive status of the second one. Kol yimei shutafin is all the days of the partnership. And he cannot claim Oshel Kochim that he bought it from him, Oshel Nosel Matano, he gave it to him as a gift. And then he could tell the other partner, Yesha, you want to take it away from me, you have to bring proof. No, it's in the presumptive state of both of them, until the other one brings proof that it's only his and not that of the partners. Halacha Tes continues regarding the division of the partnership that was done one sided. So Echem and Ashutafin, one of the partnership, he's allowed to divide it, but he's coming to divide it now without the awareness of his friend. So Chalik Bifnei Shleisha, he divides it in front of three people, judges, even though those three people are just common men, not judges. As long as they're trustworthy, and they know how to evaluate things. Now, if he divided his portion less than three people, he hasn't done anything. Now, when we say this, when you're dividing produce, which you have to evaluate, which there's many different types. But it was monies, where money is the same. The money is like it's already divided. And if he can divide it not in front of a court, and he just leaves his friend's portion in the court. Now, when we say that, it's only if all the currency was one type of coin and it's the same. Let's say some of the monies were new and some of them are old. And you don't have to say some of them were high quality and some of them were inferior. Then I didn't get paid. Then the money has the same halachic status like produce. And therefore, you can only divide it in the court where they have to decide what's an equal division of the monies. Halacha Yud continues regarding what's a prohibited partnership. It's forbidden to become partners with idol worshippers. Because maybe his friend is going to be obligated in an oath. And he's going to swear in his deity. And it's going to come out that the Jew caused the Gentile to swear in his Avodah Zarah. And he violated Lo Yishama Al Picha. In other words, he shouldn't cause someone else to swear in the name of his idol. But Kfar Baran Bim Koyim already explained in his place in Hilchas Shviyas and Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Sha'as Lassas Chedi, now do merchandise. And there's other types of prohibitions, not with a non-Jew. And once now I'll do merchandise, prepare Shviyas with Shemitah produce. That's in Perek Vav from Hilchas Shemitah Viyav Halacha Aleph. Not for the firstborn animal, that's in the fifth perek in Hechaz B'chayis Halacha Tes. V'libetreifis, not with a treifa animal, that's in perek Ches from Hechaz Machazos Halacha Tes Zayin. V'libenevelis, not with dead animals. V'libetrumais, and not with trumas, that's in the 12th perek from Hechaz Trumas Halacha Chaf Aleph. V'libeshkotzim and amasim, and not with these tummy, not with bugs, which that's in Hechaz Machazosuris. V'mavavasin, someone violated and he did do. So Hasach Lemta. Ultimately, the profit is going to be divided by all the partners. Venerly, and that appears to me, says the Rambam, Shem Hifzid. Now, if there's a loss because of this, Hifzid La'atzma, the loss is for himself, Nishav, because he violated halacha, that you're not supposed to go ahead and do merchandise with this type of entities. Halacha Yiralf, regarding if a partner dies. So, Echem and Ashutafin, or even the Mas'askin Shem Hifzid, if one of the partners, or one of the administrators, if he dies, so Batla Ashutafin, so Yasek. So then the partnership or the investment is void, is nullified. Although they had stipulated it's going to go for a certain amount of time. Because the money has already been removed to the domain of the inheritors, and therefore it's over, because I heard that's how the Goyim ruled.